welcome to Killer Crawl Space. This is episode 26. Like I said, this is going to be it's going to be a 7-episode series, but 6 of them is going to be about victims in this case. But like I said, episode 7 is going to tie in on all of it a little bit. So the last episode was about Tina Harmon. This episode is going to be about Krista Lee Harrison. But Krista was born May 28th, 1971, in Orrville, Ohio. She would be 11 years old when she disappeared on July 23rd, 1982. She had been picking up aluminum cans in Marshallville Park with one of her friends. The park was not very far from her house. It was reported by a friend that a man between the age of 25 to 35 with shoulder-length hair drove up to Krista in a van and forced her into the vehicle, then proceeded off. A search for her would begin, but nothing would be found. There is belief that the man would demand money for the return of Krista, but sadly, that is not what happened. Almost a week later, her remains would be found in an advanced stage of decomposition. She had been found a few feet off the side of the road. She had been strangled and sexually assaulted with a vibrator, and a large plastic bag had been wrapped around her legs. Since her remains were in such a bad state, they were not able to identify her until her father confirmed it was her. The search of the area would uncover a towel, a bloody car seat box, and a wad of her hair, gloves, a plaid shirt, and jeans. It was indicated that the body was exposed to high temperatures, like it had sat in a vehicle for a few days before being dumped. An orange-colored fiber would be found on her body, and the towel that was found nearby, and they felt it likely came from the same type of carpet. There were similar fibers found in the body of Tina Harmon, who I had covered, like I said, in the previous episode. And as you remember, Ernest Holbrook Jr. and Herman Ray Rucker were in prison for Tina's murder at this time, at the time that Christie's remains were found. And police began to believe that both girls were linked to the same person, so that raises the question about Ernest and Herman. In last episode, like I said, I stated what happened to them, where they were, you know, charged with Tina's murder. But like I said, when this happened in 82, they were still in prison. So the bag found wrapped around the lower half of Krista's body was unique because the bag had a distinct folding pattern and thickness that occurred during the time it was made. The bag would be traced to a factory in Ohio. Those bags were used for packaging a type of car seat. These seats were sold through Sears, and they were only available for a period of time through mailing. The box containing Krista's blood belonged to the same type of car seat. They would search more on this and find out that 23 people in northern Ohio had purchased these type of seats. The only problem is none of them had a van that was witnessed to have taken Krista. So now the question is, who killed Krista?